Our reading for today is from the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 18 to 33. Cornelius's servant called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you. Rise and go down to accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them." And Peter went down to the men and said, "I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason for your coming?" And they said, "Cornelius, a centurion, an upright and God-fearing man, who is well spoken of by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by the holy angel to send for you to come to his house to hear what you have to say." So he invited them to be his guests. The next day he rose and went away with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him. And on the following day they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many persons gathered. And he said to them, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. I ask then why you sent for me?" And Cornelius said, "Four days ago, about this hour, I was praying in my house at the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon a tanner by the sea.' So I sent for you at once, and you have been kind enough to come. Now therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Sam Rickert, Lamb of God Lutheran Church, Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Today's lesson is Acts 10, 18 through 33. It is part of the larger story about how the Christian church began reaching out to Gentiles, and the rest of Acts continues this story. Cornelius, a centurion stationed in Caesarea, had received a visit from an angel that told him to contact Peter and listen to his message. Cornelius is described as a righteous man. In the New Testament, the word righteous means much more than a person with good behavior. It means they are trusting in the one true God, the one revealed in the Old Testament, and trusting in the promised Messiah. In other words, Cornelius was saved by grace through faith in the Old Testament promises. Meanwhile, Peter had received a vision, the point being that what God has made clean, we should not call unclean or common. The vision was in terms of food, thus indicating the dietary regulations of the Old Testament had served their purpose and were no longer in force. However, Peter already knew this from the earthly ministry of Jesus. So he was pondering what additional meaning the vision had when the men sent from Cornelius arrived. This is a worthwhile lesson for us. Simply because we understand something of the meaning of a passage from the Bible doesn't mean we have plumbed its full depth. As we reflect on it, the Spirit may lead us deeper, lead us to find new connections to the rest of the Bible, new applications in our life, and so on. As soon as we think we know it all, we close ourselves off to learning more. Thanks to the Spirit's guidance, Peter realized these men had been sent by God. He welcomed them, even though they would have been considered unclean or common by Jewish understandings of that day. Peter is growing in his understanding of his vision. The gospel of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus is for all. There are no ethnic restrictions. So the next day, Peter sets out with his visitors to go to Caesarea and meet Cornelius. When Peter arrives, Cornelius greets him in a surprising way. He fell at Peter's feet and worshipped him. We need to be careful not to read more into this, or less into it, than Luke intended. Remember, Cornelius is a righteous man. He knew there was only one God, and Peter wasn't that God. On the other hand, it sure seemed to Cornelius that Peter had command of angels and could make them do his bidding. So, in true humility, Cornelius recognizes Peter as his superior and one who commands the angels. Peter rejects this elevation. He is only a man. What is special about Peter is not the man Peter, but the message he brings. It is that gospel message that brings life and salvation. So it is true to this very day. Every pastor, missionary, and believer should remember that the power of God is conveyed by the Word of God. Cornelius had gathered together the rest of his family and friends, those who had come to share his same faith. He said to Peter, "Now, therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord." That is where our lesson ends, with these Gentiles eagerly waiting to hear the story of Jesus, to hear the Word of God. So we too, today, should eagerly gather in worship to hear the story of Jesus, to hear the Word of God. It is through that Word that the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us. In other words, as wonderful as this program is, don't neglect gathering with fellow believers in regular worship. Regular corporate worship is one of God's chief ways to strengthen us in our Christian life. I guess that's why he made it one of the Ten Commandments. Amen.
We thank Pastor Sam Rickard for today's meditation on God's Word.